listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast, a podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing, educating, empowering, improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, some insurance products are more challenging to sell than others, but when it comes to your client's time of need, they'll be glad to have the extra protection. We are talking cancer insurance, how you can start the conversation, overcome common objectives, and more in ASG Episode 96, Four Steps to Selling Cancer Insurance, written by Roxanne Anderson. When you break it down, there are four key steps for selling cancer insurance that successful agents follow. Ready to learn what they are? Cancer insurance is a great product to cross-sell to your clients, especially if you're already selling Medicare products. Don't believe us? Check out episode 90 of this podcast, Why is Cancer Insurance Worth Selling? If you'd like to offer this product but aren't sure of the next steps to take, keep listening to learn how to get started selling cancer insurance. Step 1. Identify ideal clients for cancer insurance. Cancer insurance doesn't make sense for everyone. No insurance product does. Some people may be better off in a critical illness plan. Some may not need the extra protection at all. Who is an ideal client for cancer insurance? Someone who has a higher risk of developing cancer, like those with a family history of cancer, tobacco users, especially those who also consume alcohol, and people who tan or are out in the sun a lot, to name a few, though many policies do not cover skin cancer, but there are some that do. This is just a sampling of the more well-known risk factors. We will have a link to a full list in our show notes for you to check out after the show. Additionally, someone who knows somebody else who battled cancer is an ideal client for cancer insurance. There are many of these individuals out there. It could be a family member or friend, and they may or may not have witnessed the financial impact of cancer. But those who have had close accounts with cancer affecting someone they know are more likely to know the struggles it caused. Ideal clients also include those with a Medicare Advantage plan, MA for short. Cancer plans go nicely with a $0 premium MA plan, but that's not to say that MAs are the only kind of Medicare plans you can pair with cancer insurance. It's also a good ancillary policy for people with other types of coverage. Step 2. Bring cancer insurance into the conversation. Selling insurance isn't always rainbows and unicorns, but neither is life, no matter how much we might want it to be. Some products are just downright depressing. They make us think about our own mortality. Cancer insurance can be one of those types of products, which can make it a little difficult or challenging, as my editor likes to say, to work them into a conversation, but not impossible. So, what can you ask to comfortably bring up cancer insurance? Try these questions to start. Do you know anyone who's been diagnosed with cancer? May I ask who? Do you remember if they had any difficulties paying for treatments? How would you and your family pay bills if you received a cancer diagnosis? Step 3, show the need for cancer insurance. Nobody wants to pay for something they might not use, and people really don't like thinking they might be someone who has to deal with the big C when they get older. As you're making your insurance sales pitch, you may hear some common objections to cancer insurance. It's possible to keep the conversation moving forward when you familiarize yourself with them and how you can respond to them. Objection 1, I don't think I'll need it. This is a pretty common objection, but the data is on your side here. Tell your clients the harrowing odds of developing cancer. In addition, let your clients know that some plans have return of premium riders and heart attack and stroke riders available. According to a report published by the American Cancer Society, 40% of men and 38% of women may develop cancer at some point during their lifetime. Your client may not need a cancer policy. That's true. But what if they're one of roughly 2 out of 5 people who have to deal with this disease? What if they're one of the many Americans who might be able to benefit from a policy with a heart attack or stroke rider? Even if they don't end up using the policy with a return of premium rider, if they don't use it, they don't lose the premiums they paid. Instead, they get them back. Objection number 2. I don't think it's worth it to purchase a policy. Make sure your client is aware of the different costs they could incur from diagnosis to recovery. Then tell them specifically how a cancer policy could help them pay for those expenses. Did you know that 36% of cancer patients deplete their savings and 24% borrow against their retirement plans? And that's according to a Cancer Support Community report. Many people don't think about the fact that their primary health plan might not cover experimental treatments. And with cancer, there are also a lot of indirect costs that aren't always immediately apparent, and they're not always healthcare related. For example, people who are battling cancer often lose a lot of weight. They might need to buy new clothes, and that's in addition to deductibles, prescriptions, rehab, transportation, lodging, special food, loss of productivity, so the cost to hire a housekeeper or a babysitter, and even loss of income. A lump sum payment from a cancer plan could help pay for all these types of expenses and more. If your client is still on the fence, ask them where they would find the money to cover these costs if needed. Objection number 3, I can't afford a policy. The solution on this objection, let your client know that a cancer policy might be a worthy investment. Also, check if your client is paying too much for their current insurance policies and determine if it would make sense to change up their coverage. Maybe your client doesn't know that cancer plans only cost $30 to $60 per month for lump sum benefits that can range from $5,000 to $100,000. If you tell them this and they don't seem fazed, you could ask, if you can't afford $30 a month, how do you plan on affording the high medical bills associated with a diagnosis and treatment, not to mention your existing bills? We realize that this is a pretty blunt approach, which can make a conversation uncomfortable. However, insurance is all about weighing risks and making sound decisions to avert future troubles. Alternatively, you could offer to review their current policies and see if they're in the most cost-effective plan for their coverage needs and budget. Say a client has a Medicare Supplement Plan F. You may be able to switch them to a Medicare Supplement Plan G or N. This move could free up some premium dollars for cancer insurance and still save them some money on their premium every month. Finally, step 4. Write the application. Have a client who's interested in buying cancer insurance? Great. Then all you have to do is find the right plan for their needs and help them sign up for the policy. This step should be the easiest since you're already a great closer. If your client is ready to purchase a policy, go over all their benefit and rider options, then determine how large of a benefit they'd need monthly and how large of a benefit they could afford monthly. A good starting point is to add up their existing expenses, such as their mortgage, utilities, loans, and health insurance deductibles. Once your client decides on a plan, help them complete the application and be sure that they answer the yes and no health questions. Cancer insurance may be a bit dreary to think about and talk about, but it can make all the difference in someone's life, a client's, or maybe even your own. Start offering it today and provide more people the financial peace of mind they may need to be able to focus on recovery and what matters most. For more information from this episode, more podcast episodes, and helpful articles, be sure to check out our show notes. If you liked this episode and found it particularly useful, we would love to hear about it. If you like our podcast, you listen all the time, we would love to hear that too. You can subscribe to our show, you can rate it and review it on iTunes, and that does a couple of things. First and foremost, it lets us know that you like what we're doing, and we need to know that so we keep doing what we're doing, putting out episodes that you enjoy, talking about products that you want to know about, and that you're actually out there trying to sell. At the same time, it does boost our standings in all the podcast directories, which is also good because good ratings and downloads mean that more agents can find us and that we won't be going anywhere anytime soon. If you take the time to do a review, you can tell us topics that you want to hear more about, ask questions, and you will get a shout out on the show. So please subscribe, rate, review, let us know how we're doing so that we can keep doing it. Just want to say thank you so much for your support. We really appreciate it, and we will see you next episode.